Did I make you look at your phone? It's so powerful, isn't it? The sound of a phone ringing, we just can't ignore it. We love that someone is calling us, someone wants us. And how do you feel when you call someone and they don't answer? Feels a little irritating, doesn't it? You want to talk now, and you want them to listen now. So where are they? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 116 is being heard, answering the call. Knowing God hears you even when no one else does, especially when no one else does. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a space where you can feel heard. Consent to surrender this time to God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Psalm chapter 34, and respond softly, Heavenly Father, I know you hear me. Honor the Lord with me. Celebrate his great name. Heavenly Father, I know you hear me. I asked the Lord for help, and he saved me from all of my fears. Heavenly Father, I know you hear me. Keep your eyes on the Lord. You will shine like the sun and never blush with shame. Heavenly Father, I know you hear me. I was a nobody, but I prayed, and the Lord saved me from all of my troubles. Heavenly Father, I know you hear me. So spend a few more moments now, just raising your heart and your mind and your ears towards God as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to hear Christ. This place where you're in right now is divine because it's where God has you. So now shut the door as you shut your eyes and begin to rest here in secret prayer before your Heavenly Father. Just secret silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit listening to you, aware of you. Intentionally note noise that may be distracting to you. It may be external noises. It may be mental noise. Just pause here and ponder any distractions you may be experiencing. Don't dwell on them. Just simply note them for now. As you note each distraction, surrender each to the Spirit of God and just let them pass. Give them no power, just shoo them away. Scan your thoughts and your emotions for any noise and let it pass by without effort as you center on Christ and His calling. Just notice your breathing. Simply be aware of it as you center on the present calling of God. Let your breathing help you maintain your intention to answer. Your mind may wander as you note your distractions, and that's fine, that's natural. But just let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to your breathing. perhaps whisper the words, "Hear me," as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred words, "Hear me," to help you return to the present call of God. Hear me. Now in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't listen too closely. Just simply be aware of what God might be calling out to you. Listen to His voice from Psalm chapter 116, verse 1, from the New International Reader's Version. I love the Lord because He heard my voice. He heard my cry for His help. What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Begin to silently meditate on that. After pausing longer in stillness, what if God still rings in your mind? I love the Lord because He heard my voice. He heard my cry for His help. Rest here longer in stillness as He listens to your heart. You are heard, for He listens. In this second reading, relate the passage to your current reality. Be aware of any feelings that the Holy Spirit stirs from this passage. Notice how you respond emotionally as you listen with your heart to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. I love the Lord because He hears. He hears my voice and my supplications. Because He has inclined His ear to me, therefore I call upon Him as long as I live. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of His calling, His listening. How does it feel for Him to answer you? In this third reading, simply let the words wash over you. No reflection or response. Just allow the Spirit to draw you close as He listens. Linger in this place of deep connection as you listen to a wider reading from the Amplified Version. I love the Lord because He hears and continues to hear. He hears my voice and my supplications, my pleas, my cries, and my very specific needs. Because He has inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call on Him as long as I live. The cords and the sorrows of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. But then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, please save my life. Gracious is the Lord, and consistently righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to imagine having God's number. Imagine holding your phone as it rings and seeing the words, "Incoming call from God." How do you feel? What do you expect to hear when you answer? Now imagine scrolling through your contacts under G and dialing God. The phone starts to ring. How long does it take for it to be answered? Do you really want Him to answer? Have you ever called and it just kept ringing? So using all of your senses, how do you feel calling God? How do you feel when He calls you? As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. Has there been a moment recently where you felt no one was listening? When you felt alone or isolated? Have you recently felt it was God that wasn't listening? Well, let this be a time of reflection and confession as you intentionally call out to God with the faith that He is listening. As we close, don't rush off too quickly. Just rest for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day. Just softly whispering, "Heavenly Father, I know you hear me." Let those be the sacred words the Holy Spirit gives you to help you return to the Lord. Hear me. Take those sacred words with you throughout the day, a reminder that God listens. And let me pray over you, that you love the Lord because He hears your voice and cries for help. remembering that He has leaned towards you and inclined His ear to you. Therefore, you can always call upon Him as long as you live. So may you be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen. So, in the days ahead, or even this very moment, you may face times of isolation, as if no one is listening. But rejoice in the silence as you recall your faith in His ear, that He is present and listening. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to listen to another. Look for a friend or a family member, or a stranger that you can turn into a friend, but just someone who is isolated in the margins. Who can you take the time to listen to lean into, to incline your ear towards, to look at them with love and just listen? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset, expect to hear silence at times, but then be reminded of His calling and His ear. Rest even in the stillness, for you are being heard, and it is there you will encounter God.